Leading GOP senators have been talking to the White House for a week, trying to bridge differences over the president's proposal to try terror suspects. Back in June, the Supreme Court threw out the administration's previous plan for trials and suggested that Congress come up with a new scheme. NPR's David Wellner joins us now from Capitol Hill, where it appears today that the negotiations have broken down. David, what has happened?
Well, Robert, it became clear this afternoon that things had reached an impasse when John Warner, the Republican chair of the Senate Armed Services Committee, decided to go ahead and hold a closed-door meeting tomorrow of that panel to drop a version of military commissions legislation that competes with the one sent to Congress last week by the White House. Warner earlier had called off a couple meetings of the committee to let negotiations continue with the White House, and he says he still holds out hope that the competing proposals can be reconciled, but things really do seem to have reached an impasse.
Now, I'd like you to tell us what the issues are that seem to be at the heart of the impasse, and also who the Republican senators are who are with Senator Warner on this. I assume Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina is a player here.
Yes, he is, and also Senator John McCain. This is the same trio of military veterans who last year fought successfully for a statutory ban on inhumane treatment by the military that was resisted by the White House initially. And this time they're really motivated by the same concern, which is what kind of precedent might the U.S. be setting for the treatment of American forces captured abroad? And they object to the White House plan to allow classified evidence in such trials that the accused could never see, to use evidence obtained through coercion, to use hearsay evidence. And most strenuously, they object to the White House wanting to redefine the Geneva Conventions so that actions by the CIA would have, as Senator McCain says, the CIA Director Michael Hayden wants, a blanket immunity. These maverick senators say nothing should be permitted that isn't allowed under the anti-torture statute, and they say this new plan for military commissions would likely be thrown out by the courts once again if the White House version prevails.
Well, what happens then if there isn't a successful negotiation now and the Armed Services Committee goes ahead and draws up its own proposal for military commissions, which incorporates these concerns of Senator Warner and Senator McCain and Senator Graham and the others?
Well, assuming that proposal gets approved in the committee, and it appears that the votes are probably there because Democrats say they'll back up this trio who all sit on that committee, Senator Bill Frist, the majority leader, is likely to bring up the White House version of the military commissions and bring it to the Senate floor. And Warner says that he would try to amend that. His aides say that they've counted at least seven other Republicans who would back Warner up on this. And with the Democrats, they figure that they could amend the White House legislation to make it much more similar to what the Armed Services Committee is going to be considering tomorrow. But also, Majority Leader Frist may also attach legislation that was approved by the Senate Judiciary Committee today that would give congressional approval of the national of the NSA's warrantless surveillance program, which a federal judge last month had ruled illegal.
And is that legislation likely to pass?
Well, if those two are combined, it's likely that you would see Republicans divided on this. Both the military tribunals and the NSA legislation are controversial, not among only Democrats, but also among Republicans. And This sort of goes against the strategy to put the Democrats on one side and Republicans on the other.
It's NPR's David Wellner at the Capitol. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.